Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Deion Sanders made his head coach Sunday as Jackson State played an NAIA opponent. Yes, February football. The team they played was called Edward Waters. Was he a guitarist? Was he a lead singer? Edgar Waters. By the way, that is a college in Jacksonville, Florida. It has one building. But Edward Waters got themselves in the national news because they played Jackson State, and primetime was the head coach. But Sanders ranted at reporters in the postgame press conference because he said someone stole his wallet out of the coaching office and his watches, his phone, his credit cards. And he used that incident to sort of illustrate about how, this is how he put it, quote, "When I talk about quality and raising the standards, that goes for everyone, man, not just the people on the field, not just the coaches, not just the teachers, not just the faculty too, but that's everybody, security and everybody." And by the way, this is the second time he's been robbed since taking that job in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, the good news is Jackson State officials said that they were not stolen, that they were moved so that they wouldn't get stolen for safekeeping, and that they were put into a locker. So he said the items were quickly discovered and returned, and then the college put out a statement saying, "While we consider this an isolated incident, we are thoroughly reviewing the security protocols to assure this doesn't happen again." And so someone said, "How did it feel to win your first game?" He goes, "How you think it feels? Coming in here, teary-eyed, the guys presented me with the game ball. That's been the best moments I've ever had in my professional sports career emotionally." I feel like this is going to be a wild ride, and we're just getting started, Edward Waters. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports and Byline.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobile 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Nicholas Jarecki. He has a new movie called Crisis. It is in theaters on February 26th and then on digital and on demand on March 5th, starring Gary Oldman, Armie Hammy, Greg Kinnear, and others. First of all, Nicholas, welcome to the show in theaters. I haven't said that for a year. You're going to get this in some actual theaters, huh?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you. And we're going to try our best where we're nationwide. So, areas where people feel safe, the theater is waiting for you.
Very cool. Now, you wrote this, you produced it, you directed it. This really is your baby. Did you ever have time to breathe during this project?
Well, I think, you know, you hold your breath a bit when you're making a film, and certainly on the eve of its release. But I started out, I always wanted to be a director, and I kind of came to writing and producing. It's all just kind of by way of necessity. You want to make a movie. Well, how do you do it? You got no gas, no shoes, no car. How do you get from point A to point B? So ultimately, you got to put on a lot of hats and just do it by whatever means you can.
When I hear Gary Oldman, I'm in. I don't even need to hear the plot. This guy just eats up the screen from Sid Vicious to pick any other character he has played. What was it like to work with such an iconic Hollywood vet like that?
Well, Gary Oldman was really terrific. You know, I've been lucky to work with great actors. My last picture had a similar relationship with Richard Gere on Arbitrage. But here, Gary also produced the project with me, and he was the first person I gave the script to. We had met right after the time of Darkest Hour when he won the Academy Award. And we were talking about another project, a historical epic. But then I wrote this because I had friends who got in trouble with opioids. Brought it to him, and he said, you know, I can really relate to this tale, and I think this is something people need to know about. It's a national public health emergency, and even though it's gone off the front page now in COVID, you know, it's still really a killer, and opioids are wreaking havoc. So he was really engaged on a personal level, and a professional level, and I think he brought a tremendous performance to the film.
I'm sure you did. You know, it's interesting. About an hour ago on my show, I had Charlotte Bismuth, the former district attorney in New York. She's written a book about a doctor who was selling fentanyl prescriptions illegally. What is it about that topic that made you put pen to paper and make it the basis of your plot?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, it comes from personal experience where I had some friends who got involved with opioids and went down a slippery slope, you know, and some friends weren't with us anymore. So I had seen firsthand how insidious it can be and what it can do to people. Now, look, pain medication is can be a great thing, and there's plenty of people in pain throughout the country, you know, who need these drugs to ease their suffering. But I think what we saw with the opioid companies is they got a bit carried away, and, you know, maybe they overlooked some research that they shouldn't have and encourage doctors to overprescribe things, perhaps. So I think, you know, I think we've got to really take a look at how we're managing opioids in this country and the whole prescription industry in general, and make sure the safeguards are really in place there to protect the public, because this cuts across everybody. You know, addiction doesn't discriminate. It's your brother, it's your mother. It's not some weird group of freak addicts somewhere. So I think we've seen that with opioids, and that was the inspiration to tackle this.
Got you. A couple more questions for Nicholas Jarecki, the new film Crisis. When you deal with a Hollywood vet, as I mentioned, like Gary Oldman, and like even with Arbitrage, which was a very good movie, I saw it, it seems like 10 years ago now, that movie really has some staying power. You think about what it covered. But, I mean, Richard Gere, you mentioned Susan Sarandon, Tim Roth. When you're directing people like that, is it a collaborative effort, or are you more of a martinet? Like, no, we're doing it this way.
It's absolutely collaborative. I love actors. I even acted in this film myself in a small role. And I think what's great about actors is, you know, the good ones, and I've been blessed to work with great ones, we have so many in this film, is they're really students of human nature. So as a writer, you sit by yourself in your bedroom or whatever, you know, and you invent these things. And you might spend a week on one little thing. You bring it to an actor like Gary Oldman. He says, I wouldn't come in there. I just came from that. They wanted me to sign the contract. I got, you know, here. And boom, because he's in the character, he gives you an insight. And then, you know, you rewrite the scene. So we would do that constantly. I like to do about a month of rehearsal and take the actor's input and really incorporate it back into the script, work together in a synthesis.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you hear the term about actors embracing a role. I don't think I've ever seen a guy like Gary Oldman embrace a role and just relish, like even if he's playing like a really disgusting guy, like he just relishes it. What's it like when you work with a guy who dives into a character like that?
Well, I think, you know, you get a tremendous vitality from that and power because they're really in it. Evangeline Lilly is another wonderful actor in this movie. Most people know her from the TV show Lost. You know, but she plays a woman, a recovering addict in this film, who's going through a crisis of her own with her son. And she was so method, just like Gary. You know, they inhabit the character. And, you know, sometimes you want to stay out of their way because you don't want to tinker too much with the internal process that's happening. I think the great actors, they do a bit of a magic act. And that's why you're so captivated if you're watching a De Niro or Pacino or Oldman, whatever. You know, they really bring a life behind the eyes. And sometimes as a director, you know, keep quiet and watch it unfold.
You know, just in the last decade or two, when it comes to directing, like how much has it changed where you think, well, I'll need a crane shot for that. And someone's like, no, I'll get a drone. We'll get that in 10 minutes. Like technology-wise, how much has it changed for you?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, it's David Mamet, the great writer. He said, you know, what do you need to make a movie? A camera, someone to stand in front of it, and sometimes in Hollywood, only optionally an idea. So I think the fundamentals haven't really changed since the Lumiere brothers invented the camera. You know, the key is you got to find a great story, and that's really where the focus is, and then the great actors to bring it to life. Now, I love cinematography as well, and I love, you know, beautiful movies, whether it's Heat by Michael Mann or, you know, The Godfather. So you are painting with light. And I think that there are some wonderful tools with drones, But we like to keep it pretty old school on our films. I shoot on 35 millimeter Kodak film, and I like the analog quality that it brings to it. So, you know, we try to keep it in the sense of the 1970s cinema, gritty, real, and raw.
Very cool. Last question for you. I want to give a little shout out to an actress in this film, Veronica Ferris, because we're the exact same age, and she was born in the German town where my relatives are from, Solingen. And she's another one who has a great style, the way she acts, too. How did you end up casting Veronica?
You know, I had met Veronica. She did a wonderful movie for the great director Werner Herzog. I saw it that she did with Michael Shannon, where she plays a journalist who gets kidnapped. And I was sort of blown away because I didn't know her work that well. We got to know each other, and we'd been talking for a couple of years. Well, what do we do? What do we do? And then I had written this role, and I just started seeing her in it more and more. You know, I thought, because she's such a wonderful, kind person in reality, you know, she's like the type of person to come over and, you know, help you cook Thanksgiving dinner. But then I said, you know, to cast her as this icy pharmaceutical executive, she's going to bring great humanity to the role, and I think that's going to add a lot of depth, you know, because we don't want to demonize anybody in this film. Everybody's a human being, and I don't think there are villains in life. I think everybody's the hero of their own story. So I think she gave a wonderful performance in this, you know, and she's doing more and more exciting projects, and I think the American audience is getting even more familiar with her.
Very cool. The film is called Crisis, and it opens in theaters, if you're lucky enough to be by one, on the 26th in a few days, and then we can all see it on digital on demand on March 5th. We've been speaking with the writer, the director, and the producer, Nicholas Jarecki. Congratulations on the film, and hopefully we'll catch up on your next one.
Thank you. I can't wait. A pleasure to speak with you.
Okay, good stuff. We have an open segment next, so come on back at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice.
Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
I'm 33% sure Rick Tittle is the father of my child, but I'm 100% sure Rick Tittle is a jackass.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Coming up in the next segment, Alan Ritchson, writer, director, and actor, star of Dark Web Cicada. Dark Web colon Pal Cicada. Yes. And by the way, he's one of those beefcake guys. Walks around with his shirt off because I would do the same thing. You want to check out my Twitter at Rick Tittle or Tittling Sports with Rick Tittle, the Facebook fan page. You can get a look. And you might be confused because you probably think that's me. All right. I like every once in a while to, whilst not diving in completely, but just on the periphery, peek through the Venetian blinds at analytics when it comes to something like this, and that is figuring out who the greatest of all time is as an NFL quarterback. Now, obviously, Tom Brady has more rings as a quarterback, 10 Super Bowls with 7 rings, 5 MVPs, and I mean, Patrick Mahomes has a chance to get there, but remember, it's a team sport, and Mahomes already has missed out on a couple chances. He lost that coin toss in overtime to Brady in the AFC title game 2 years ago. Last year he won it, of course, and this year no one blocked for him. So it just shows you how hard it is, and sometimes it literally is the toss of a coin. But Brady is not the GOAT when it comes to Pro Football Reference. What do I mean? Well, they have a website called Hall of Fame Monitor, and it was designed a couple years ago that was designed to estimate a player's chance of being inducted into Canton. And using approximate value, as they call it, which just means Pro Bowls, All Pros, rings, statistical milestones, they would give a point system to determine pecking order at each position. At quarterback, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. GOAT used to mean the guy who choked, but now it means greatest of all time. The GOAT is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning holds the top spot with 258 points. Brady is number two with 250.94. Try not to laugh. Just stay with me. Brett Favre is third. Then Aaron Rodgers. Then Johnny Unitas. Then Joe Montana. Drew Brees. John Elway. Fran Tarkenton. Dan Marino. Now, you could say, Rick, Brady has 5 more rings than Manning. He had one with Indianapolis, one with the Broncos, too. But Manning has 5 NFL MVPs compared to Brady's 3. He has 7 All-Pros, meaning the top quarterback, compared to 3 for Brady, which gives him the edge. Now, as I said, this is a arbitrary point system designed by people who do analytics. No one says one is worth more than the other. I think it would be weighted. You would think that a Super Bowl ring would be weighted more, but you could also argue that a Super Bowl ring would be weighted less because that's more of a team statistic. So, like, if you look at a guy like Phillip Rivers, who retired after the Colts lost to the Bills in the playoffs, he's 12th all-time, just behind Steve Young and just ahead of Bart Starr, Matt Ryan, and Ben Roethlisberger. So you'd say, well, what about guys like Eli Manning? Eli Manning is 21st on the list, but he's still higher than Joe Namath, who's in the Hall of Fame, Bob Greasy in the Hall, Troy Aikman in the Hall, and Jim Kelly in the Hall. In fact, he has more points than Russell Wilson. So Brady can still catch Manning on this list, Peyton Manning. But if you look at overall points as the greatest player of all time, it's still Jerry Rice with 311.81 points. In fact, the second wide receiver on the list has less than half of those points. It's Randy Moss. Now, Randy Moss's 23 touchdown catches in 2007 still is the single season record, but Rice has three rings, 10 All-Pros, only four for Moss, 13 Pro Bowls, Moss with six. Can you imagine that when you say you were only a six-time Pro Bowler? When you compare yourself to Jerry Rice, you're always going to look second best. You only went to six Pro Bowls, which I like. Now, just sticking with it, this is just for fun. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Although they say that you need 104 points to get into the Hall of Fame. Okay, we'll see. The top five running backs, according to this list, Walter Payton, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson. The guys they say will have enough points to make the Hall of Fame are Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore, and LeSean McCoy. Now, Walter Payton and Jim Brown, I'm okay putting Walter Payton ahead of Jim Brown, but I'd be okay the other way around, too. I would even be okay if you wanted to squeak Barry Sanders in there, just because he was so fantastic. But Payton and Brown, those have to be the top two. Brown was only in the NFL for 9 years, and he led the NFL in rushing for 8 of those years. And remember, playing in a 14-game season, he ran for 1,863 yards. For the wide receivers, after Rice and Moss, it's Marvin Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald, and T.O. This list saying the only two right now that have the numbers to get to the Hall of Fame are Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. Wow. Best tight ends in history, Tony Gonzalez. This is Pro Football Focus now. Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharp, Dave Casper, Jason Witten. Well ahead of Gronk and Kelsey. I have to say, as dumb as this list is, it is amazing to see Dave Casper finally getting a little love. Of course, he is in the Hall of Fame. Guards, Bruce Matthews, John Hanna, Randall McDaniel, Alan Faneca, and Larry Little, guest on the show. Tackles, Anthony Munoz, Forrest Gregg, Jim Parker, Ron Yeary, and Willie Rofe. Centers, Demonte Dawson, Jim Otto, Mike Webster, Dwight Stevenson, Kevin Mahway. All right, we just have about a minute, but we have Vince in Lafayette. Go ahead, Vince.
All right, everybody's been talking about Green lately on the radio, but I don't, it's just the way Green is. I don't really find it that big of a deal. I mean, he's going to lose a few games, but he's going to win a lot more, so I don't see what the big deal is. But the one guy that's really surprised me is Oubre. I was like, in the beginning, we should trade this guy, and then I said, oh, I'd just keep him for the season. Now I'm thinking the Warriors ought to try to sign that guy long-term if he would agree to it, because you would get so much more mileage out of Clay and Curry by rotating the three. Plus, you could put him on a three as well. That guy's so good defensively. I just think he'd be awesome to keep. You think there's any chance the Warriors keeping him?
Sure. Anything's possible. I don't really know what their plan is. But, I mean, we saw D'Angelo Russell. He didn't even last one season, so you never know.
Yeah, but I like Oubre. I mean, I do. At the beginning, I didn't. But the one thing I like about him, what impresses me the most is he plays defense whether he's off shooting or not. Well, a lot of players will like lax on their defense when their shooting's not on. But he doesn't. He plays defense no matter what. I just think that guy is extremely valuable. And could you imagine him with Clay out there playing defense and he's out there? I think the Warriors would be awesome. They might be even a championship team again when Clay comes back with those guys. I mean, you feel that much with Oubre? You think he was a good chance? I mean, because they have him, they just have to figure out how much he's going to want. That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, I like Kelly Oubre. I'm not in love with him. If he left, I would hope that if they traded him, I hope they would get something real for him. But on that team right now, he's a very important player. But then again, if he left, I might yawn.
I don't know. I like his defense, I'm telling you. You put Clay out there in defense. You got Green out there in defense. You got Oubre out there in defense. You could really shut down a lot of teams. And then, you know, so I bet you their winning would really take off because, I don't know, that's what I like about him, his defense. His defense is awesome. I mean, his offense is okay. It's not like going to, like, knock the socks off you. But if he plays defense, you got Clay and Curry doing the scoring. I just think the Warriors would be really, really a formidable task to beat. That's just my opinion.
No doubt he has him. I got to run, Vince. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No doubt Kelly Oubre, who got off to a terrible start his first few games, is playing a lot better. All right, when we come back from the break, Alan Richson will join us. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like, now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat.
Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Oh, I would love that. And then maybe afterwards we can go field herping. That's when you go out and you look for reptiles.
Rick Tittle once threw a tennis ball at a donkey.
Thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Rick Tittle, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Alan Richson, the actor, the writer, the director, the star of a new film called Dark Web, Cicada 3301, A True Hacker Story That Never Happened. Alan, welcome to the show. I'm already confused. A true story that never happened. It was. Tell us more, please.
As long as you're confused, we're doing something right. thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So this was something that was prevented, this hacker story?
Right. So Cicada 3301 is a real secret society. And ever since it started in 2012, they've been having these online scavenger hunts, searching for geniuses, proficient in encryption, literature, poetry, music, sort of a well-rounded hunt for like minds. And it's rumored that several of the winners of these games have disappeared. So this is sort of a new internet phenomenon that I wanted to use as a foundation for a fun action adventure comedy, and so we have a pretty now we have a bizarre movie that is highly original, and I think a lot of people will enjoy.
I think what's cool too is that your rise to where you are now, it's because of your talent. But in the beginning, like the thing on American Idol and being an Abercrombie and Fitch, do people say, this guy's just a six pack? Did you have to kind of overcome that?
I think I've had a chip on my shoulder most of my life, about that. I was never really fond of the modeling industry at 18 or 19, the things that we had to do in that business, just to be told to stand there and not say anything as a pseudo creative individual, it was a tough world to occupy. I was happy to sort of break out of that, but, I was a young kid with nothing and an opportunist, and the world was sort of ushering me towards the life that I'm in now, it was done in baby steps. Like, here, you want to do this, and my friends saying you should try out for American Idol and then you should go to LA, and it was just, I inched closer and closer to this the world I'm in now. But I've spent a lot of time on sets, I've put my 10,000 hours in in the business that I'm in, and I've had a chance to dabble in a few different arenas, and I've produced some, I've written some. I've obviously spent a lot of time in front of the lens, and I think for me, just writing and directing has been something that has captured my attention. So I enjoy being at the head of the genesis of a creative idea, and I desperately, like many people, I think, want to see more original films. I think there's either the $200 million Marvel tentpole or a $500,000 indie about some depressed writer's life, and I'm fighting really hard to try and create something in between, for people like me who just want to have fun and escape to something that's completely magical, and that's what this effort was really all about. So I want to walk the walk, and I don't like that we don't have a lot of original stuff to see that is like this. So that's where this comes in.
No, it's very cool. And I just wonder about like the progression and the pecking order when, an actor wants to direct, or an actor wants to write, or he wants to produce, and you're doing all of this. Did you have to get a few people to kind of sign off to say, this is all your baby, go for it?
Yeah, that's a good. That's a great question. It sort of happened in phases, and for me, it doesn't matter what your credits are, you know, what your resume looks like in front of the lens. As soon as you want to step behind the lens, you're proving yourself right. Like, it's, you might as well have never done anything in the business. Nobody wants to hear it. They're like, just. I tell my agents, I got this idea for a show. I really want to make this show. Yeah, okay. Can you just, we're going to send you another audition, and if you could just knock that one out, that'd be great. You know, like, can you just not do anything else, please? We don't want to deal with that. Everybody wants to be a director. And, you know, I had to fight. And for me, the foray into that was, I was on a show called Blue Mountain State. Played a character named Thad Castle that was, you know, just this, this crazy guy that it did really well. I mean, the show, people really liked this character in the show, and it sold to Netflix, and it kind of exploded on Netflix after we'd been canceled on cable. And I realized, like, there's more people are talking about the show now than they ever did when we were on. I think there's life here, and maybe Netflix is the audience for us. We did okay on cable, but it wasn't the place for us. And so I started asking people for the rights to make a film, and my agents wanted nothing to do with it. So I ended up calling Lionsgate, and I was like, hey, can I get Eric over there? I just want to chat about the rights for this show. And they're like, who is this? Who? On what show? I'm like, all right. It took me 9 months, and I would not stop pestering these people. I just kept calling every week or two. Every week or two, I would call again. Hey, just want to check in on this. Can I do this? Finally, they just, somebody picked up the phone, and they're like, who is this? I'm like, it's Alan Richton. I played Thad Castle on BMS. And, what do you want? I really love to make this show. It's on Netflix. It's doing well. You have the rights. I think there's something here. Knock yourself out, kid. and so I did, you know, and it worked. It worked. We did, you know, did really well for them. So it was sort of like, oh, I can do this. I can make a movie. There's a way to do this, and sort of cut my teeth in that world. And then being in those spaces where now I'm producing other directors, I quickly realized I think it'd be better if I just directed. if I don't have to ask somebody to do it this way, I could just do it this way. And so I've just been inching closer. But with directing, it was the same thing. I had to prove that I could do it. So I invested in myself. I made a short film called Treehouse Time Machine that did really well. It showed people what I can do, is what my aesthetic is, how I what kind of tone I enjoy, and that I know how to handle a lens, and it worked. And so it was through that short film that it attracted buyers for this, you know. So I was able to demonstrate that I could do this, and it worked to, you know, invite people in to the cicada.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's cool. Alan Richardson is with us, and a couple more questions. Dark Web, Cicada 3301. When I look at your credits, and you have done a lot of TV and movies, obviously, but being in the Black Mirror, Bryce Dallas Howard episode, Nosedive, I mean, just to be part of that sort of canon, the pantheon of all those great episodes, to me, it's like being in like a Twilight Zone. I mean, how cool is it to be a part of that?
Yeah, that was very cool. I'm a huge fan of that show. And I think any of those anthology series are a huge risk because, immediately the distributors or whoever wants to make that kind of thing go, well, who are people investing in? Like, who's our lead, you know, or whatever. It's a big gamble. And when it works, it really works. And that show's a legend, you know, it's just a classic already. So to get a call that, you know, they wanted me to play some small part in that whole thing was a huge honor. My first time to South Africa, we shot that in Africa, believe it or not. And, really enjoyed that experience. And, of course, everybody involved was great. Had a great time. Yeah. That was a fun one.
Cool. And in your movie, I noticed that Ron Funches, I'm a huge comedy fan, is in it. And I saw him in some things. He can act. And I would probably imagine during downtimes, crack you guys up as well. I like the fact that Ron Funches is in the film.
Yeah, he's great in the film. You know, I fell in love with him. I mean, just, you know, talking to him before doing this, some people were like, I think you should talk to him about playing Avi. And he's so different than his onstage persona. I mean, he's very likable, one way or the other. But he's so quiet. He's very mousy in real life, you know, when he's not on. And he just keeps to himself. He's very, very polite and quiet. And so there's nothing really happening when the cameras stop rolling. He just doesn't want to be in the way. You know, he doesn't want to bother anybody or be in the way. So he's just going to very quietly exist until he's ready to, until you call action again. And then he comes to life and he comes up with this brilliant stuff. You know, I think like a lot of comics, they're just internally, they're just madmen, you know, where there's a lot going on and you know, sometimes you don't see it. He's one of those guys. And, it was really cool to work with him. Yeah.
No doubt. So just give us real quick a little synopsis on the plot and your part, Agent Carver.
Oh, yeah. My part should come with some eye bleach for a lot of people, I think, with the estate. Should come with a warning label. So Cicada 3301, you know, about this secret society and their international scavenger hunt for geniuses. So we have Connor Black, who's this kid from the wrong side of the tracks, bad past, but he's got an eidetic memory, which means that he can recount a situation that happened down to the finest detail. It's like a photographic memory times on steroids, you know, times 10. And so you've got this guy with his brain, but as a big kind of F you to the world, he doesn't want to use it. So he works in this bar and he stumbles upon Cicada 3301 one night and is thrust into this sort of National Treasure-esque puzzle where he's forced to chase these people down and get in, use his mind to infiltrate this organization and figure out who they are for the government. I play Agent Carver, Andre Apergy, this brilliant actor, played Agent Sullivan, my partner, and it's this really fun kind of odd couple where, you know, my character Agent Carver is about the world's biggest idiot working for the NSA, and his partner hates his guts, and they're the ones that are tasked with facilitating this journey that Connor Black is on, and you know, it's a battle of the wits or the witless, and makes for a lot of fun. And again, the movie has this unreliable narrative device where it veers in and out of what actually happened versus what Connor is telling a FISA court took place. So it sometimes you don't really know what's happening or what's magic or what's reality. And I think that's really what makes it a lot of fun and subverts the expectations of an audience who would see the name or the poster of this movie and go like, oh, it's just a hacker movie. It's anything but, and I think everybody's going to enjoy this if they want to have a good time.
Very cool. Dark Web, Cicada 3301, will be digital and on demand on March 12th, and Blu-ray and DVD on March 16th from Lionsgate. So finally, Alan, Jack Reacher TV coming soon?
That's right. Very excited about that, yeah. I don't think there's a bigger fan of the books than me. So I, you know... yeah, they're big shoes to fill, man. I'm just a huge fan of Reacher and honored that I get to help bring this guy to life for Amazon. But yeah, we're heading into production soon and hope to have that show up for all those Jack Reacher fans soon.
A lot going on with Alan Richson, director, writer, and star of Dark Web, Cicada 3301. Hey, Alan, thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it. And let's catch up down the road, man.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on Sports Pod.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years.
People have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
A couple minutes left in the show, and earlier I had Nick Nurse for a couple segments, and the first question I asked him was his buddy Chris Finch getting the job, not Finchy from The Office, but Chris Finch getting the Raptors job. Well, there are some people who aren't happy about it, and it's the backcourt of the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, about why they didn't give Timberwolves assistant coach David Vanterpool a chance. Lillard wrote, "How the hell do you not hire David Vanterpool and he's right there on the bench and has been in front office successfully and on the front of a bench of a winning team successfully 7 years and also has played a major role in the development of a dominant backcourt, SMDH, shaking my damn head." McCollum then quoted that tweet from Lillard and said, "Make it make sense respectfully." Now, it's important to note that Lillard and McCollum are extremely close with Vanterpool, who joined the Timberwolves as an assistant after being in Portland for 7 years. And Lillard made a very emotional post on Instagram when he left last year. He said, "The day I never wanted to see in my career has just arrived at David_Vanterpool. No words." Well, you could say, why was it just another white guy? Talk about tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you at 9 a.m. Peck time.
man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.